Hello, everybody. I'm George from Ireland. So some good news out of Syria, and that is the trial of the former president Bashar al-Assad. So Dr. al-Assad was found guilty of multiple crimes against humanity and indeed war crimes during his regime. His rule lasted from the year 2000 to November 2024 and has been duly found guilty and sentenced to death. Remember, the notorious Dr. al-Assad fled to Moscow whilst his officials in Damascus were still insisting he's in the country, and he remains at large to this day in obscurity. The Russian government say, you know, no media appearances, things like that. He's kept a low profile. He's buying millions of dollars worth of property there for several years before his regime collapsed. So he had a contingency plan because his forces somehow just fell apart in November 2024, after 13 years of civil war, and people were saying get the upper hand. He was ruled over 60% of the country. Seemed like the civil war was going his way, and then all of a sudden it wasn't. And the Russians say, right, we can evacuate if you agree to leave now. And he and his immediate family left. He left a lot of his closest supporters, you know, his cabinet behind. And they're in custody and they're there facing justice. So that's it. He's one of the most horrific tyrants of modern times. He's soft-spoken, he's urbane. And just because of that, people had this false notion that somehow he was humane, he was a decent person. He couldn't possibly do all these things. It was hard to reconcile someone who was extravagantly polite, as one British journalist put it, who was so seemingly genteel with the barbarity of his regime, with, you know, tens of thousands of his own civilians willfully murdered, particularly with poison gas, with very wide scale, horrific tortures, with keeping people in jail and inhumane conditions for years without any fair trial. Simply going to a peaceful protest was enough to get you several years imprisonment. So an absolutely ruthless approach to even the mildest dissent. Now, it is not to say that all his enemies were good. Some of them were horrific. Some of them were like the Islamic State in Syria and al-Shams and so on, the al-Nusra Front, which was a local subsidiary of al-Qaeda. But, you know, what created that evil? Partly him, and obviously backed by the Russian regime to the hilt, which lied and lied and lied about the constant chemical gas attacks upon rebel-held areas. But one of those he left behind, the former head of his political security department in Deraa province, where the rebellion began, Atef Najib, he's also been sentenced to death. So that's it. Yeah. Goodness, it all started in the spring of 2011, part of the Arab Spring, when a teenage boy, he wrote an anti-government graffito on the wall, and he was captured and tortured, I think not actually killed. People finally came out onto the streets, and that was their shot dead for peaceful protest. And particularly, one of the crimes he found out guilty was the intentional killing of children under 15. And it's not once or twice, it's many, many times. Torturing leading to death and so on. Okay, so he's tried in absentia. So he could have gone to face trial, but he didn't. And now his brother, Maher al-Assad, has also been found guilty. He headed one of the army divisions and so on. Okay, so that was all there. So some people are elated, but will he actually be brought to justice? Russia's got no intention of handing it over. Moscow's a menagerie of failed tin pot tyrants from around the world. But there are worries that there wasn't a due procedure, that the defense wasn't rigorous enough. He was told via the Russian embassy, we're putting you on trial, come and speak in your defense. And that was it. So people said the trial was too quick and so on. But it was important that there's a historical record of all this. And obviously, so he's been sentenced to death, a sentence that he imposed on tens of thousands of people for no crime at all in most cases. So that's him. Some sort of justice has been served. I think it would be better to have a trial that was manifestly fair, but they couldn't say, oh, this is a political charade and something like that, which is what they will say, but not that he had fair trials himself. But this would be courted even to someone like him. And so that there's testimony from the survivors, from maybe other witnesses, and we'll realize just how barbaric and sadistic the Assad regime was. Why people felt impelled to revolt against it. Of course, Russia was fighting for them. China was financially backing them. The Islamic Republic, Iran, was supporting them. The Iranian Revolutionary Guard was sent there. But Russia tried to destroy the moderates, the Free Syrian Army, to leave the world with a stark choice. Either Assad survives or his al-Qaeda affiliate takes over. and that there is no third force. And it was a member of the Al-Nusra Front who is now president, Ahmed al-Sharaa, who was actually on the United States' terrorist list for some days. But it was sometime. It was an 11-day lightning campaign that brought the end of the regime. People thinking, could this sort of thing happen to end the Ukraine war or to overthrow President Putin or something like that? Well, anyway, yeah, so that is some good news, but likely he will see out his days in Moscow. He is a very, very evil man, but he's not stupid. So he's not going to return to Syria. So sadly, he'll probably get away with it. Now, there's a chance that for some reason things would change in Russia and a new regime might hand him over. There are those Russian military bases in Syria, and Russia's just got that lease renewed. I don't know how much money they're making out of it, because Syria is obviously financially wrecked. It wasn't a rich country in the first place. But after all these years of fighting, sanctions lifted, some, you know, obviously international aid organizations, some trade, some aid money coming in, but it's got an awful lot of rebuilding to do. But, you know, one of the things they presumably said is we'd like Assad and his henchmen handed over if you want to keep those bases. But that's not forthcoming. Putin wants tyrants to know, I have your back. You take my side. If the solids hit the fan, you can run away to Moscow and I will look after you. So I do not let my friends down, no matter how egregious, no matter how gross their crimes against humanity. And obviously he'd like someone to return the favor for him in case he has to run away to North Korea or one of those. But at the moment, look, Putin is fairly solid. You know, in 5 or 10 or 20 years' time, he's not going to be there. Maybe someone else, his handpicked successor, shoehorned into power, might do it, but things could change. So there's a small chance Assad may actually face justice one day. Right. Anyway, thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate PayPal, georgecallan79@gmail.com, and do what you can to speak out against tyranny.